T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, on the line right now is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. As always, Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Brian, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Good to be with you, man. Thanks.
Thanks, Paulie. We appreciate it. Hey, so I love all the tapes, man, you're sending out on social media of the line play and specific guys, including the Miami Dolphins' number one pick. I thought it was great. What do you think about Christian Wilkins? We haven't talked a whole lot about him because we've been a little zoned in on the offensive line. What do you think about him potentially, how good he can be?
Well, I think he plays the game the right way, Joe. You know, he plays the game with pad level, meaning he gets underneath, you know, the offensive line. I think he's got good movement. And, you know, if you're going to see what, you know, the Dolphins do, all you have to do is just look at what the Patriots do, because they're trying to just basically copy it. So, right. I mean, they run a lot of line stunts like they do up in New England. So you can see, you know, kind of a lot of the same traits that they did. You know, outside of Chandler Jones, they really haven't had a pass rush for New England that, you know, was able to accumulate 10 sacks in a season. I mean, that's not how they do it. But they pressure the quarterback, you know, a lot of different ways. And so I think he's kind of learning the system right now, but he looks good. He penetrates, and he's got good hands, and he's got real good functional strength. So, I mean, I thought he showed up last week real good.
Baldy, how would you handle the situation down here at quarterback when you kind of know what you're going to get from Ryan Fitzpatrick, sort of, I guess, but you don't know really what you're going to get for Josh Rosen, and you need to find out before the season is over what you have in Josh Rosen? How would you handle this as coach of this team when it comes to the starters?
Well, I'd play the best player to start with. You know, whoever that is. I mean, I thought, you know, I just watching the first two games right now, I think that Josh has played well. And, you know, he needs a lot of help. I mean, the offensive line has not been good. It hasn't been good. And so it always seems like you come back to that outside of Laremy Tunsil, the one really great player they have on that side. But, you know, I think he's played well. I mean, one thing about Josh Rosen is, you know, he's tough. He played behind a horse offensive line of football last year in Arizona. He never complained. He took his hits. He took his lumps. But, you know, I thought he played well. I thought that, you know, the first game, you know, the throws that he made to Preston Williams were really, really good. And they got a lot. And then last week he had a lot of drops. You saw the inconsistency there. But I thought he played well in both games. And so I don't know, you know, who's making the final evaluation. But to answer your question, I play the player who's the best right now, gives the best chance to win. And I do agree, though, that they got to play Preston, or they've got to play Josh, because they got to find out what they have there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It seems like you got to get him in there somehow.
Yeah, he's going to play a lot, right? I mean, there's no way. I mean, it would be the dumbest thing. We've done some dumb things, but this would rank up there if we went through a full season and went, wow, we didn't get to see Josh Rosen except like a game and a half. What the hell do we have for next year anyway with this draft club? Yeah.
I remember the Dolphins giving up a second-round pick for A.J. Feely.
You know what? All right. You got me on that one.
I'm just trying to give you some perspective.
Baldy, Pat White, right. Chad Henne, John Beck. You want me to talk about second-round quarterbacks with you?
We have not had success with second-round quarterbacks. They have not been our best friend. Hey, speaking of that offensive line, starting two guards that are rookies in Dieter and Calhoun. It looks like they're going to go down unless Calhoun is just really, really bad against Jacksonville tomorrow. He's going to have a really good chance to start the season. I don't know if they have 8 legit offensive linemen so we can get a good look at our quarterbacks. You think there's still some things out there? I know you mentioned last time Philly had some extra guards that you thought were pretty good, that maybe something could happen. How do you go about finding those guys if you don't have them? Are there teams that are loaded with extra guards?
No, not really. I mean, look, the Eagles' second-team offensive line, in my opinion right now, Joe, is better than the Miami Dolphins' starting offensive line. They're going to release. I mean, I just watched them against the Ravens 2 days in a row. They can't keep – they've got 11 guys that can play, and they can't keep 11. So, but they might try to keep 10. So they might be able to be able to find one. I mean, you got to do your work here, Joe. You got to find a guy you can develop. I mean, I don't believe guards are the most difficult things to find. Right now, the Houston Texans are starting two rookie guards. Last year, the Indianapolis Colts, started a rookie guard. He was the All-Pro left guard, but they started a rookie right tackle. I mean, it used to be, Joe, you started two rookies in the offensive line. It was a formula for disaster.
Right.
You could go around the league right now, and you could say it's not exactly a disaster in Houston. Those two rookie guards look like they could both play. So I think one's a little bit better than the other. But, I mean, you can look at cases in this league where if that's the best you have, then, start developing. I mean, that's really what it's all about. On the offense line is, I know they change coaches and stuff, but you've got to develop players, and there's time to develop them. I mean, you've got to drill them every day, but you can get two rookies on the line if they've got skills and want to be good. You could get them in there.
You know, an interesting one, too, is Jordan Mills, who played a lot with Buffalo. He's either been injured and at times not played well. They tried him at Laramie, didn't play the one game, and he played left tackle, and that did not work out well. What happens? What do you do with the Jordan Mills? You see him making the team even, or like he's got experience at tackle? What do you do there?
Now he's been in Chicago. He's been in Buffalo. He's in Miami now. That just sort of qualifies as a journeyman. You play your best, you're going to keep 10 or 9 for sure, Joe.
Right.
You're going to dress 7 every Sunday. And if you've got young guys or guys that are a little banged up, you might dress 8. But most teams are trying to get by with 7 on Sundays. You keep them unless you just think you've got younger players that you can develop. I mean, that's what looks like the whole organization is doing. They've got a certain standard of what they want and what they want to keep. And if he isn't playing well, he's going to get beat out right now. He may be expendable. You may just take him off your books and look to the future.
Baldy, I got to ask you a question about Antonio Brown. You ever seen a story like this with a helmet where it's gone this far?
No, there's no comps. There's no comps. We watched Hard Knocks last night. We watched.
Right.
Mike Mayock makes one statement, but they kind of just sort of encourage it. I mean, there's no penalties. The ancients hanging out of practice. There's no penalty for not practicing. I mean, there's just the rest of the league is always adjusted. Joe, there was a time when, they didn't wear knee pads or, all that kind of stuff. And they changed all of that and shoes. And there's uniformed police every Sunday. And there was a time when there wasn't any face mask and the helmets were made of leather. I mean, the league has always adjusted its equipment. I know this. The number one priority in this whole business right now is player safety. It starts with equipment. They want 10-year-old kids to play the game.
Right.
If the concussions stay up the way they had been, then 10-year-old kids aren't going to play the game, and we're not going to have a game. So just that's the rule. There is no getting around it right now. I don't even understand what the debate is.
Especially with the brain. I mean, let's get right to the injury. We can fix knees. We can fix hips for guys, and they can live a normal life. The brain is not something you can fix. As we see guys, Baldy, I know you're seeing it too with older guys that are slipping and stuff. Like, man, I don't know how you fight safety because you're claiming you can't see, your vision's not good out of your helmet. I ain't buying that. And then I'll go a step further. John Gruden, I mean, he sold out to he should have known what he was getting, because I'm convinced he thinks it's just about playing on Sunday. He's going to be late. He takes off. They don't even friggin' know where he is. How many teams would even put up with a guy would just take off? And Drew Rosenhaus got to call him later in the day and go, oh, he's not going to be there for a while. I mean, I never heard of this stuff. This would never fly in a lot of places.
No, and it shouldn't. It shouldn't. I mean, you talk about building a culture and all that. I mean, I don't know what they're building. I know Pittsburgh feels a lot better about where they're at. I'm not here to trash Antonio Brown. I mean, we all like the player.
No, Jimmy Johnson beat you to it.
Yeah.
Jimmy Johnson beat you to it today,
Well, Jimmy cut guys right on the spot. I mean, look, we can't treat everybody the same. I'm sure he treated Michael Irvin a whole lot different than he treated some other players. But I know I've watched Michael Irvin practice. I know how important the game was. And the worst thing you could do to Michael Irvin is, you know, take the game away from him. So I'm not picking on Michael. But, I mean, it's Jimmy Johnson, you know, he could handle that situation because he would never allow it to start to begin with.
All right, let's just change the drama channel from Oakland to Dallas. What's going on with Jerry Jones and the three-headed monster that all want to get paid right now? And yesterday they held a press conference for another guy who got paid, but none of the big three that they've been talking about for the last couple of weeks. What do you think's going on with Jerry Jones and the Cowboys right now?
Well, I mean, I think you always try to get the quarterback done. You know, once you get the quarterback done, you've seen it in New England, you've seen it in New Orleans. I mean, you can always move money around. The running back really doesn't have a whole lot of leverage here. He's got 2 years left on his deal. Now, he may have outperformed his rookie contract, but there's a lot of rookies that have to get through that contract to get to the second contract. But with 2 years left, there's not a lot of room to wiggle here. So Jerry's playing hardball. Jalen Smith is a really good player. He's a phenomenal story. I mean, I remember 2 years ago when he made his first practice for Dallas after redshirting the first year. It took him 2 hours to get his foot taped. He had a drop foot. He had no nerve feeling in his foot. The guy is a phenomenal player. He's a great person. It's a great story. I mean, Jerry's going to reward. Now, I think Jerry wants to reward all these guys. But when the time is right, he'll do it. In the meantime, they're taking a look at Tony Pollard and Mike Weber, two rookies that look they have promise. But I believe that on September 8th, when the Giants play the Cowboys, that Ezekiel Elliott will be in the lineup.
Yeah, I think everybody thinks he's going to come back. Jimmy said same thing, thinks he's going to be come back. He's going to miss a lot of paychecks here. Baker Mayfield, whether he got misquoted by GQ magazine or not, boy, they are like the young cocky cats coming to your NFL city, and we're going to kick your ass, and we don't care what you think, and we're going to tell you about it. What do you think? I think it's great for the NFL. What do you think about Baker Mayfield for a guy that's been in the league 1 year?
Well, I'm a fan of Baker's, Joe. I mean, I kind of know the kid a little bit. I did a couple of his college games. He was a walk-on at Texas Tech. He was a walk-on at Oklahoma. Nobody's ever given him anything. Didn't have a college scholarship coming out of Austin High, you know, out of Austin. He's done this everywhere he's been. He did this at Texas Tech. It blew up with Cliff Kingsbury there. He did it at Oklahoma. And he's doing it in Cleveland now. The one thing about Baker, he's always backed it up. Now, in the NFL, it's a little more difficult to back it up.
Right.
I mean, you put statements out there, and like you said, whether it's quoted right or not quoted right, I mean, there's going to be people gunning for Baker Mayfield, you know, to put some tape over his mouth. So we'll see how he handles it. We'll see how the team handles it. I mean, they got a lot of guys that like to chirp and talk. And, you know, Odell's still talking about the Giants. I don't know what the problem is there. I mean, you're in Cleveland. I mean, what's the difference? Let's go. Let's go play. Like, let's just play football. Let's get ready for Tennessee on September 8th. That's what it should be all about. And if the focus is on other things, we all know what that story is going to end like.
Yeah. No, I agree. By the way, you think they win that division? You think they're better in Baltimore and Pittsburgh?
No. I've seen Baltimore. They're going to be a handful. I've seen them 3 days this preseason, Joe. That team, defensively, there's a standard of how you play defense on that team.
Yeah.
And they have cats that nobody knows about that can flat-out play. I'm not taking that. Baltimore won the division last year. I still think they're going to win the division.
Be an interesting NFL season, that's for sure. Baldy, we'll bug you again soon.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it, man.
Always a pleasure, man. Take care, Joe.
Thanks.
See you, buddy.
Appreciate it.
All right, that was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. As always, Brian, we love the time with you. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.